This entire lesson now is going to be devoted to drills for you to use and enjoy in order to sharpen the abilities which you have already acquired. We've already learned our perfect fourths, perfect fifths, major and minor thirds, our octaves, our unisons, and our major and minor chords. So what we're going to do now is we want to sharpen the ability. We want to become able to hear two tones and immediately recognize the interval by its quality. Now, in the beginning days, when we were first learning our intervals, we had to get really down into the nitty-gritty. We had to go C, G, like that, in order to learn that that was a perfect fifth. But now that we have learned that kind of data, which has already been programmed into the ear, we do not want to be permanently required to get deeply, deeply into the sound of a chord in order to unlock it from scratch. This is not necessary. What we want to do is train the ear so that it can recognize the qualities of the intervals just by their effect as soon as we hear them. In other words, if I play a perfect fifth to you, I want you to be able to recognize perfect fifth immediately without having to get in and hear that, oh, that's a C because it's the first degree and this is a G because it's the fifth degree. I don't want you to have to get into every little sound and analyze it from scratch. We want to have a subtler feeling about the chords that we can use to identify them. If you're hearing a minor third, if you're hearing a major third, as soon as you hear that interval, immediately, snap, we know that it's a major third or a minor third. This is what a powerful ear is all about. We do not want to have to listen to every little sound that we hear and scrutinize it in minute detail all the time. We only do that in the beginning stages when we're first learning. Later on, the awareness becomes more settled. It becomes more subtle, so it picks up the qualities without having to think about all the intellectual reasons why it is that particular interval.